Ever notice how the most terrifying thing for most people isn't death? It's public speaking. Michael Port's Steal the Show flips this fear on its head with a revolutionary premise. We're all performers already. Whether you're pitching to investors, interviewing for jobs, or leading a team meeting, you're on stage. The difference between those who shine and those who shrink lies not in natural talent, but in understanding the principles of authentic performance. Drawing from his background as a professional actor turned business consultant, Port reveals how everyday interactions are opportunities to captivate, convince, and connect. The most powerful insight? Performance isn't about pretending, it's about becoming the most authentic version of yourself when it matters most. The journey to stellar performance begins with finding your true voice, the element most commonly missing in presentations. This isn't about adopting a speaker persona, but embracing who you really are. Many struggle with the fear of being found out as frauds, not actual con artists, but as less confident experts than we portray. Consider Lori, a quiet CPA who found her voice after 40 years of silence following childhood trauma. When her notes blew away during a presentation, she spoke authentically about her experiences. This vulnerability created a connection with her audience that prepared notes never could have. Your voice is already there. It's about returning to who you were before you started believing other stories about you. The perfection myth keeps many from finding their authentic voice. You don't need all the answers. Sometimes saying, "I don't know," actually increases your credibility. What makes your voice powerful isn't its uniqueness, but its authenticity. Some people will connect with it, others won't, and that's perfectly fine. Great performers know how to play different yet authentic roles across diverse situations. This isn't being fake, it's emphasizing certain aspects of your personality based on context. Tim Cook exemplifies this flexibility, shifting seamlessly between operations leader, spokesperson, and socially responsible citizen depending on Apple's needs. Playing one role everywhere limits success, as seen with a Marine Corps leader creating tension by maintaining his soldier role with his daughters. When Port applied for a fitness management position, despite lacking qualifications, he leveraged his acting background, imagining himself as the ideal candidate, highlighting transferable skills from theater, and offering a fresh perspective. Despite nervousness, he controlled his body language and breathing, landing the job, and later negotiating a performance-based salary that tripled his income. To play new roles effectively, clarify objectives, act as if you're already skilled, research thoroughly, take calculated risks, stay present, and build supportive relationships. Study masters in roles you admire, adapting their techniques to fit your authentic style. Public speaking terrifies us because it exposes our vulnerability, our desire to be both fully known and respected. Our minds fixate on negative scenarios, often rooted in childhood criticisms that formed lasting mental patterns. When critics dismissed Bruno Mars before his 2014 Super Bowl performance, he simply responded, "No matter where I perform, it's my job to uplift the people. I'm going to give it all I got." Great performers recognize criticism is inevitable and focus on creating something meaningful. The performer's paradox occurs when your ambition to perform heightens anxiety that creates resistance to your goal. When stepping into the spotlight, you must choose between seeking results or approval. Those who choose results find greater success. To silence critics, first stop your own critical voice. How you speak about others reflects how you talk to yourself. Energy spent criticizing others diverts from your preparation. Second, avoid absolute terms like always or never, using qualifiers like it seems like instead. Be selective about whose criticism you internalize. Having a clear objective transforms rambling presentations into powerful performances. In acting terms, your super objective is your most important goal, with smaller sub-objectives helping you reach it. Think of Hamlet's drive for revenge or Willy Loman's desperate need for success. These overarching goals shape every action. Most performers fail not from lacking motivation, but from having unclear objectives. Consider two wedding toasts: the father who rambles through disconnected memories versus bridesmaids who captivated the room by defining love through specific moments from the couple's relationship. The difference was purpose. One meandered, while the other celebrated the couple's unique bond. To find your motivation, start with why and keep digging until you reach your root desire. Don't stop at, "I want to inform the audience." Ask deeper questions. Why inform them? To change their perspective? To inspire action? Use Stanislavski's essential questions. What do I want? Why? What happens if I don't get it? How can I get it? What must I overcome? Specific objectives save energy and sharpen focus, freeing you from fear and self-consciousness. Instead of worrying about how you appear, you can channel your energy into pursuing your clear goal. Feel insecure in the spotlight? Try acting as if, a powerful imagination technique that transforms circumstances by harnessing your brain's ability to create new perspectives. Unlike method actors who fully immerse in character, acting as if employs strategic imagination to direct successful performance while preserving your identity. Retail workers might imagine customers as old friends to maintain enthusiasm, while teachers can envision themselves as inspiring mentors to energize their lessons. Neuroscience confirms visualization triggers shifts from the logical left brain to the creative right hemisphere, forming new neural patterns. Dr. Bernie Siegel explains, when you imagine something, your body really feels like it's happening, the same principle Olympic athletes use. Harvard researcher Amy Cuddy discovered that confident postures held for just 2 minutes increased testosterone by 20% while reducing cortisol by 25%. With practice, what begins as conscious performance gradually becomes authentic expression. Acting as if evolves into acting as is. Your imagination transforms your thoughts and feelings until the performance becomes natural, creating a positive feedback loop where increased confidence leads to greater success. Creating compelling content begins with 5 key questions. What performance will you give? Who's your audience? How will they benefit? What's your call to action? How can you leverage your performance elsewhere? Your big idea should take a position through a statement of conviction, showing the world as it is and how it could improve. When organizing content, consider these frameworks: problem-solution, numerical, breaking ideas into chunks, chronological, compare and contrast, and the three-act structure: situation, conflict, resolution. For content development, brain dump everything you know, organize related ideas, note personal experiences, gather supporting data, identify logical vulnerabilities, edit to serve your through line, and murder your darlings by cutting extraneous details. Contrast powers compelling performances through structural patterns, emotional journeys, and delivery variety, movement, visuals, and vocal range. The stage is yours. Performance isn't about pretending. It's about becoming your most authentic, powerful self when it matters most. By mastering these techniques, you'll transform every presentation into an opportunity to connect, convince, and inspire.